Off the Grid is the 16th Joe Pickett novel by New York Times bestselling author C.J. Box. It is told with urgency and insight, a timely look at how terror is found and fought in the wild expanses of Wyoming, one of the most untouched parts of the United States. It is a thriller that also poses big questions and provokes controversial answers. Off the Grid continues the success that C.J. Box launched in 2001 with Open Season, the very first Joe Pickett novel. Over that time, he's taken on environmental terrorists, rogue federal land managers, animal mutilators, crazed cowboy hitmen, corrupt bureaucrats, homicidal animal rights advocates, and violent dysfunctional families. C.J. Box is the New York Times bestselling author of the Joe Pickett series, five standalones, and the story collection Shots Fired, and it's a great pleasure to welcome him back to the roundtable this morning. C.J., it's always good to have you on the program.
Well, it's a great pleasure to be back. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for doing this. And the new novel is an awful lot of fun. It's good stuff. So bring us to the idea for this particular book of what you wanted to explore.
Well, this is the 16th Joe Pickett novel. Joe Pickett's a Wyoming game warden. And in this one, it's a little bit more about his both friend and nemesis at times, Nate Romanowski, who's an outlaw falconer with a special forces background who carries the largest or most powerful handgun in the world. And Nate is recruited by a kind of shadowy government agency to investigate what might be a terror cell in the Red Desert area of Wyoming. Joe Pickett is also asked by the governor to go to see if he can find his friend Nate. And eventually they will meet and join forces in the Red Desert and kind of encountering a group that none of them can even imagine are there.
This is, as I mentioned in the introduction, you certainly will go and explore many different topics. It does seem to me, though, that this is a big one, right? This is a huge issue to look at and try to write about. Do you look at it and say, okay, I'm going to try to write about this the best way I can without being overtly political?
I do. In this case, the book kind of came from two places. I follow the news. I try to read and really kind of cover the area of Wyoming and the Mountain West with topics and in an even-handed way, I hope. I'm not writing agenda books. But when I was looking at the idea for this book about a year and a half ago, I heard an interview with FBI Director Comey talking about the fact that they were investigating terrorism plots in all 50 states. And that kind of jarred me because I thought, Wyoming is a pretty small state when it comes to people. There's only 600,000 people there. Where or what could possibly happen here? And then at the same time read about a new multi-billion-dollar NSA facility that had just been opened in Bluffdale, Utah, right across the Wyoming border. And that's the facility that all of the electronic communications, telephone calls, emails, so on, are funneled through. And I thought, boy, that would be a target. And working with those two things, started plotting out the book.
When we start the book, these two characters, Joe and Nate, are in different places. Nate is recovering from some very serious wounds. And Joe is back to work and settling in. So is there a point where it's kind of you set a reset and say, okay, now let's see what other trouble I can get these characters into?
Yeah, well, that's part of it. Yeah, I remember listening to novelist Michael Connelly once saying that there needs to be tension on every page, and there certainly is. I try to do that with these books and keep them changing and interesting and never set in one spot or use just a formula for each one. And then as this book begins, the two aren't even in touch because Nate Romanowski has done what he can to officially go off the grid, meaning no telephone calls, no electronic communications, no internet, so that nobody can find where he's at. But if you think about it, that's pretty hard to do, and he fails at it, and they find him.
off the grid does have a few different connotations in this book, doesn't it?
Right. Not only that Nate Romanowski is attempting to stay off the grid, but also that most of the action takes place in the Red Desert in Wyoming, where it's a huge 9,000-square-mile area of pure desert landscape where there are no cell phones, no power lines, no paved roads. And then the prospect of the region or the country going off the grid if the electronic, you know, the electric grid is taken out, and how that would affect everybody.
So when you look at a topic like this, and then you weave in falconry to it, and I guess that's what I love about your books, because you wouldn't think that necessarily you would be able to bring all that in to have a book that has political connotations, but you do that, and not only do you do it, but it seems you do it quite easily that it makes sense. Talk a little bit about that mix of falconry into the ingredients of the novel.
Sure. In this case, the Red Desert is considered an important destination for falconers, not only domestically but internationally, to fly their birds and to hunt with. It's well known within that community. It's also, falconry is also very important in Middle Eastern culture. Almost every sultan and big shot in the Middle East has falconers, and they hunt with falcons, and they gather in the desert to have camps to hunt with falcons. So given the subject matter, it all kind of flowed naturally that Nate, a falconer, would be sent to the Red Desert to possibly find a potential terrorist who's also a falconer.
One of the things that I know I've talked to you about this before, but one of the things that I love about your novels that I think makes them stand apart from other crime novels is that Joe Pickett's family is so essential and is so fully fleshed out as characters in books, which often is not the case in crime fiction. In this particular novel, Sheridan is a big part of the story, Joe Pickett's daughter. At what point, and it seems like it was from the very beginning, that you had that idea, and has it been difficult to be a big part of the story and the continuation, and also to keep this character grounded?
Well, I never set out to write a long series with the family. I originally just writing a book of a guy who's a state employee and a family man. But since it has become a series, I don't find it so much difficult as really kind of rewarding. It's fun to write about how the family grows and matures and gets older, how important the relationships are between Joe Pickett and his wife and his daughters. Sheridan, who's now a senior in college and off the grid, was introduced at age 7 in Open Season, the very first book. And to follow her as she grows up and matures and becomes part of the storyline is something that I really enjoy doing. And I do agree with you. There are very few crime mystery thriller type books with a normal family in as the basis of it, and that to me is very important.
Yeah, where they're just not sort of thrown away or used as props for the moment, and then we never hear about them for 3 more books. it's kind of nice. You check in, and they obviously have the same troubles many families have, and it's fascinating to read how the balance between the work that he's doing as well as those family responsibilities. I will admit that most of what I know about the state of Wyoming, I have learned from reading your books. I've traveled to the state a few times, but I think I learned more about the ins and outs in reading your novels. For outsiders, what is weird about Wyoming?
Oh, probably how big it is. I mean, it's the size of France, and there's only 600,000 people in it. But it also has an extremely diverse landscape, from, you know, Yellowstone and the Grand Tetons and the mountains to the, you know, eastern plains, and a place as desolate and isolated as the Red Desert, all within the border. So you take all those, you know, all those people, and it, I think it works out to something like 3 people per square mile across the entire state. So that does create a certain kind of independent culture and shared history. And then you throw in all of the old Wild West myths and legends that most of them took place in the area, and it comes up with a pretty strange brew that's fun to explore.
When you think, as you say, you started this with writing one novel, and then obviously it has grown, and you do standalones as well. Do you have an outline of where the series is going, where these characters are going? Do you have an idea in your head?
You know what? I really don't, and I do that purposefully because I think sometimes as a reader, you have an idea that the author is holding something back for future books. I never want the reader to ever think that or even think about it. So each book I kind of take as a standalone, as a logical next step from the last one, but I try not to think too far ahead because I don't want to keep things off the page that might be interesting in the current book.
Well, CJ Box's latest is officially out tomorrow. It's Off the Grid, a Joe Pickett novel by CJ Box. It is published by Putnam. And CJ Box will be at the Mysterious Bookshop in New York on Friday, March 18th at 6:30 in Manhattan. Mysterious Bookshop on Friday, the 18th at 6:30. Again, the title of the new novel is Off the Grid, a Joe Pickett novel, and it's published by Putnam. CJ, always great to speak with you. Thank you very much for being with us, and we look forward to having you back on for the next round.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.